Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Plant-based meat is already available on grocery store shelves, but cultured lab-grown meat remains a controversial topic, sparking debate over its acceptance and health concerns. Sigrid Johansson, National Cattlemen's Beef Association Senior Director of Government Affairs, shares NCBA's perspective.
You're starting to get consumers, even people who might not pay attention to agriculture on a daily basis, starting to think about whether these are products that they really want to see and whether it's something that they're open to having, you know, on the menu and on the plate for their kids and for their families. We saw a really interesting statement from Democratic Senator John Fetterman from Pennsylvania the other week saying, you know, I wouldn't feed this slop to my kids. And I think there's just growing amount of attention on this and a growing sense that, you know, people want these questions about quality, about safety, about environmental impact, about nutrition. They want those questions answered before somebody says, you know, oh, this is the right thing to eat or this is what we should be eating instead of traditionally raised beef.
The Fair Labels Act has been introduced in Congress, mandating that lab-grown meat packages clearly display the word imitation, which also ensures a level playing field for U.S. cattle producers.
Because we want consumers to know what they're buying. They should have the right to know and make a clear decision on what they're taking home and what they're feeding to their family.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.